Conversations with the Mayors is presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Now more than ever, local businesses need our support. When we spend it here, we keep it here. So keep it local, y'all. Join the Buy Local movement and learn more at localstimulus.org or use the hashtag localstimulus on social media. Joined today by the Mayor of Hillsboro, Jen Weaver. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us today.
And thanks for having me.
And you can get more information on Hillsboro Town Government online at hillsboronc.gov. We've got a lot to talk about this week, but I want to begin by talking about something that actually isn't directly related to Hillsboro Town Government, something that happened over the weekend, the kind of highly unfortunate racist, sexist Zoom bombing of the Northern Orange NAACP's town hall on race and law enforcement, which was a great gathering of people, and a lot of great things were being said until that happened and it had to be cut short. You were participating in that town hall. What was the experience like?
Thank you for asking about this, Aaron. It was really, really awful. And I say that, you know, for my experience as a white woman who holds a position of power in this community, that it was very, very awful for me to experience. And I can only imagine how much more awful it was for the non-white members of our community who were also participating in that call, some of whom were there to share some very painful stories from their lives that were, you know, we only got through about, you know, one and a smidgen of another one before this happened. So it was there was no choice but to end the meeting, and it was just really awful. And my just sending lots of love and empathy for everyone who was on that call and experienced that.
Did it just kind of happen all of a sudden?
It happened all of a sudden. I know that this Zoom bombing is something that, you know, we've been hearing about for several months with the kind of ubiquitousness of the Zoom platform and so many of our lives for meetings. I can say I've been on one other call where a version of this happened. The other time it happened to me, it was just audio, and it does so happen that that meeting was also had to do with racial equity. Mm-hmm. But this one, this was a bit of an all-out. It really felt like an all-out assault. It was audio, video, and other still images, plus the chat box was taken over so that it was made to look as if actual legitimate participants in the meeting were saying these racial slurs.
Mm-hmm. So before that happened, what did you hear? What stories were shared?
We heard from Ruby with Apoyo, who was speaking about the undocumented folks in our community and how important it was to have good policies, local policies to help keep them protected and feeling protected and safe and like they knew, you know, who to trust in this community. And then we started to hear from a mom of someone who has been caught up in the criminal justice system, but we didn't get very far in her story before that happened.
So what's next for this conversation? Obviously, the meeting's going to be rescheduled. We'll try this again, but what's next?
Well, I just to say that I was there as a, you know, I'm a branch member of our Northern Orange branch of the NAACP, so I was there as a branch member. But it is my understanding that the leadership of the, you know, the executive committee of the Northern Orange branch is, you know, looking into, you know, what avenues they can pursue to find out where this attack came from. On the one hand, to see if that can be figured out, what, if any, you know, laws might have been broken, and also to, you know, take measures to be sure that this doesn't happen again, because, you know, this will happen. The forum will be repeated with more safety measures, is my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if police are looking into this, the sheriff's office?
It's been reported to the sheriff's office.
Okay. So, and this kind of raises the larger concern too about just the safety and security or online security when it comes to meetings like this in general, because as you mentioned, this is not the first time this has happened, even with kind of prominent meetings in Orange County. Now local governments, including the Hillsborough Town Board, are turning to having more of their meetings online. What's the town doing to keep this from happening with those meetings?
Well, one of the big differences is, that I've been thinking about so much since this happened is just that, the capacity difference is pretty profound. So, mm-hmm. For a town board meeting, we have a budget and we have, expert staff to advise the town on cybersecurity measures. So we have resources to help us. We did a lot of planning and thinking about this before we ever had our first remote meeting, because we knew that this was a risk. And so for, small, kind of shoestring organizations that are running on, where you have they're volunteer run, so all these people on the executive team have very busy lives mm-hmm. that, helping run the NAACP is just one piece of, very much a shoestring budget, it's just a very different scenario. And, so I've been thinking about whether there are resources to help, groups like that be more cyber secure. And if there's not, somebody ought to start one. So that's what I've been thinking about.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. And turning to town government now and county government as well, the fight against COVID-19 is still ongoing. You'll have been doing a really good job getting the word out to folks in the community to keep following those basic precautions for months now, and that includes wearing masks. Tell us about the new initiative that launched this week, Mask Up OC.
Yeah, Mask Up OCNC is a partnership. Hillsborough has partnered with the county, and several local artists were commissioned to design a series of posters. And if you haven't seen them, they're really cool. You can find them on the Hillsborough or Orange County social media and web pages. And they have, famous folks from pop culture wearing masks. And starting this week, people can, when you see one of these posters out, you can take your picture with the poster or just take a picture of yourself with your mask on, with your face covering on, and use the hashtag MaskUpOCNC. And each week, one photo will be selected, and you'll get a $25 gift certificate to one of our local businesses.
Awesome. What's the initial response been?
Well, it just launched, and so I feel like I should have a great answer for that, but I have not gone to look, so I don't know. I'll have to go take a peek.
So how long is this going to go on for? Is it kind of indefinite? Is there an end date? How is this going to go?
It goes on for several weeks, and I'm sorry, I cannot remember the end date off the top of my head here.
And speaking with Mayor Jen Weaver, again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information. Other things going on in Hillsborough. I know we've been talking about the fact that Last Fridays is coming back this Friday with the live online concert, right?
Yes, Last Fridays are typically one of the one of our just best spring and summer and early fall festival activities here in Hillsborough. Obviously, we can't do them the way we have been, but we've got a virtual version that you can find on the Hillsborough Arts Council Facebook page. It'll be live streamed, and that is this Friday at 6:00, and there'll be some music, and people are encouraged to also donate to the Arts Council, who, is just like all of our organizations, could use your support throughout this extremely challenging time. And I'm just really excited to have one of our regular things back, even if it's in a different version than before.
Yeah. How is the Hillsborough Arts Council specifically, but the Hillsborough Arts community doing through this? I know that's been one of the key concerns for the arts community in particular, struggling through COVID.
Yeah, well, it's I think everyone, they're struggling because everyone is struggling, and I think it's so easy for us to, you know, feel like the arts are, you know, sort of like a special thing instead of an essential part of our lives. And I'm a big proponent that art is a really essential part of all of our lives and our shared humanity and culture together. So it is a necessity. And what I have seen is, you know, people and organizations really thinking creatively, you know, even, you know, from things like streaming performances, mm-hmm. Which, you know, I think that for, I was one of those people that was like, huh, is that really going to catch on? because it's such a different experience, you know, than a live event. But I've watched quite a few of them, and I think it's really great just to have the opportunity to see and support local folks. And I know that our galleries, you know, are finding ways to try and get some folks in. Our Margaret Lane Gallery has gotten just a lot of, I've seen vocal support of, they put out kids activities on their porch thing, you know, because they know that kids need stuff to do in this time, and parents are looking for things for their kids to do. And so they have activities that kids can come and pick up, and, you know, they're free and they can go. And it's just also a way to get people drawn towards the gallery, and, you know, things like that, where people are just rethinking how to do stuff. And then I think that might turn us to the Mosaic Project, which we were going to talk about also.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So for folks who want more info and who want to take part in Last Fridays, it's going to be this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Just head to the Hillsboro Arts Council's Facebook page, and you can see that live virtual concert. WHUP is also going to be streaming it on the radio, too. But, yeah, let's turn to the other big arts project that's happening in Hillsboro, which is the Love Hillsboro Mosaic. What's the latest?
That's right. So this is the Orange County Arts Commission who is sponsoring this event, and it's going to be a big mosaic in the parking deck across from Weaver Street Market here in Hillsboro. And there'll be letters that say Love Hillsboro that are going to be a little bit bigger mosaics. And then there will be a couple hundred heart mosaics all around it. And a mosaic artist has been commissioned to put it all together, but this is a community art project. So for example, I have the letter H in one of the H's in Hillsboro. And so I'm working diligently on my mosaic. it's tedious but satisfying work. And so all over the community, people are working on either letters or their variation on a heart. And I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Can people still get in on that, or have all the pieces been apportioned already?
I am afraid that yesterday was the last day to register. So I do believe that is closed. But there was quite a big response. So I know that we have a couple hundred at least people who have signed up to make the hearts. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it when it's done. Or speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver, while you were talking there, I was looking up MaskUpOCNC on Twitter, and at least on Twitter, 7 people have already posted pictures just in the last 24 hours. So I don't know about other social media, but on Twitter, that's been the response so far just in the last day. Other things going on in Hillsboro that folks want to know about?
That about covers it, other than keep doing those 3 W's so we can make our way out of this predicament that we are in and get our kids back to school. So wear those face coverings, and also please keep supporting our local businesses. They really, really need our support. So if you can, let's support them.
And again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on Hillsboro Town Government. Mayor Jen Weaver, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Have a great week.